China's liquidity push lines up with a 5% crypto week. Bloomberg reported on April 22nd that the People's Bank of China injected more cash into the banking system, signaling what it called unusual tolerance for abundant liquidity and boosting confidence that the domestic bond rally has further to run. Crypto, already firm on the week, held on to its gains as the news hit Asia's morning tape. As of April 22, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $78,015, up 2.87% in the last 24 hours, and 5.36% over 7 days, according to CoinMarketCap. Ether sits at $2,397, plus 3.56% over 24 hours, plus 3.32% over 7 days. Solana is at $88.04, plus 2.72%, over plus 5.94%. XRP at $1.46, plus 1.73%, over plus 7.22%. And BNB at $643.15, plus 1.9%, over plus 4.82%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 62, firmly in greed territory. What the PBOC actually did. The PBOC did not announce a new stimulus package or a rate cut. It used its daily open market operations to keep short-term funding cheap, rolling more cash into the interbank market than is needed to offset maturing positions. That is standard toolkit work. But the scale and the persistence of the easing are what investors care about. Chinese government bonds have rallied hard on the expectation that the central bank will not pull the rug, and the latest injection extends that runway. This matters for crypto only insofar as global yuan and dollar liquidity has historically tracked Bitcoin on quarter-length horizons. When the world's second-largest economy keeps conditions loose while the Fed debates its next move, risk assets tend to get the benefit of the doubt. The crypto tape. The 7-day move is broader than Bitcoin. XRP is the best-performing major, with plus 7.22%, helped by a separate Ripple roadmap story that framed 2028 as the XRP ledger's quantum-proof deadline. Solana's 5.9% gain tracks ongoing interest in tokenized dollar rails on the network, including Singapore Gulf Bank's 1-to-1 USDC window. Ether lags on the weekly view, but led in the last 24 hours, a sign that traders are rotating into the larger Layer 1 after Bitcoin's push towards 78K. The psychology of round numbers is not nothing. 78K sits just above Strategy's current average cost basis, which means the firm's 662,000 coin stack is comfortably green again. That alone does not move markets, but it changes the news tone around the largest non-sovereign holder. Where the link gets overstated. A fair reader should be skeptical of any one variable explanation for crypto prices. PBOC open market operations are routine. They happen almost every trading day. Attributing a 2.9% Bitcoin move to one line of Bloomberg copy is lazy. The more honest framing is that the 24-hour rally is consistent with an environment where major central banks, including the PBOC, are signaling loose conditions, and crypto tends to catch a bid when that signal is clear. BlackRock made a different argument earlier this month, pointing out that Bitcoin moves on its own drivers more often than people think, and is not simply a levered NASDAQ trade. Both can be true. Macro liquidity sets the pond. Crypto-native flows set the tide within it. For anyone spending crypto rather than just trading it, the near-term read is simple. Stablecoin balances earning yield through March and April are still doing so. Users running cards that spend from their own wallet picked up more headroom on swipe balances without touching anything. Custodial card users holding BTC as their funding asset watched their effective spending power climb 5% this week, net of fees. What to watch next? The next PBOC signal comes in its monthly loan prime rate fixing later this month. If the one-year LPR moves lower, the liquidity theme strengthens and the crypto correlation with risk assets is likely to hold. If the PBOC decides to withdraw cash instead, the liquidity argument for crypto's rally weakens, and traders will be left to justify current levels on crypto-specific catalysts alone. Futures positioning is already leaning long. Funding rates on the major perpetuals are elevated, but not extreme. A sharp reversal in the macro tape is the obvious risk to the current setup, and fear and greed at 62 is a reminder that sentiment is no longer cheap.